What's good, everybody? You know who it is. This is your boy, Bubba.
Coach Doty.
Welcome back to another episode. Finish off the week right. It's Friday. Everybody ain't got no job. We ain't got nothing to do. So you know what? That's why we on Untamed today. You feel me? You know how it is. We're going to jump right into it. So with some more NFL stuff, with the schedule and the season still on hold, seen some more news about what the possibilities are for the upcoming NFL season. One thing I've seen is that if the college football season is postponed, then the NFL will play games on Saturdays and Sundays. So what you think about that before I chime in on what I gotta say?
XFL. That's about all I got to say about that. That's XFL style.
Yeah, it really is.
Just play on Sundays.
Well, I think they're bringing that scenario up because if they started a later date and the college football season is postponed, they're gonna want to try and get ahead of schedule, you know what I'm saying? So like if they're gonna do that, then they might as well get rid of Thursday night games and just play Saturday, Sundays and Mondays.
Well that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they do it like that, you think about it, they're gonna be playing Thursday night games, then you got Friday's gonna be vacant if high school don't form. Yeah. Then you're gonna have Saturday. It's going to be vacant. Then you're going to have Sundays. If you move it to Saturday and Sunday, that's just going to mess up the money. Why so I can that? See entertainment-wise, it's just weird. The NFL is based off of certain criteria, and college football is based off of certain criteria.
Yeah.
You know? And so with all that, you just want to keep that the way it is. Now, I know people going to say, you know, they do play, you know, holiday games on Thanksgiving. And then when you get to the playoffs, you got your Saturday games. But ask NFL teams how the marketing is with them Saturday games and them Sunday games. They miss out on – that's why if you notice, the better teams always play on what day? Sunday for some reason. Yeah. It's just a completely open market to where the college games – People be doing stuff on Saturdays.
Yeah, people are out and about. They're not usually at home watching the game. Or if they are watching a college football game, they're out to eat somewhere or they're somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just a rumor. You never know. A month from now or 2 months from now, they could just be, all right, we're just going to go back to the normal schedule, blah, blah, blah. And we'll be having an NFL season. Hopefully, we'll have an NFL season. So,
yeah, that'll be unfortunate for the NCAA and NAIA and JUCO football for that if, you know, football don't come back for colleges.
Yeah, because usually if in the NCAA – cancels it, then I mean the NAIA and JUCO follows it, really.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of did when this pandemic happened. Like, the NCAA was shutting their stuff down, and then it's slowly the NAIA, and then it was JUCO. So, I mean, everybody follows suit after the top dog makes a decision, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. All right, we're going to do a little compare and contrast, a little debating, a little disagreeing today. We're going to do some draft analyzation of the past NFL draft. So, you know, we're going to talk about some first-round picks, or maybe even some second-round picks, maybe even some third-round picks. I don't know, Doty, how you feeling today?
Man, well, we talk about whatever we want to talk about, man. We can go all the way to the seventh round.
You're right. We're going to start off with the first round. I'm going to pick out, or if you know anybody who stands out that came out of the first round, we'll talk about them. We'll see if you think that's a good pick, not a good pick. So, go ahead. What'd you say?
Well, I was going to say it really wasn't no surprises to me, except you know, I gotta mention it first. You know, CD Lamb followed to the Cowboys. Didn't see that.
I really thought what surprised me the most was that the Jets took an offensive lineman when I thought their biggest need going in the draft was a true number one receiver, and they selected the offensive tackle out of Louisville, that big guy.
Man, I keep telling you, man. Even when I was coaching, I keep telling you the money position on the lineman. You can find somebody. Trust me, they may not be as good as you want, but then you can come up with a scheme to move the chains. That's why coaches get paid the money they get paid, to come up with a scheme. But you know, athletes make people's jobs easy. True enough. But a good coach, hey, you know what? I need somebody to block for this quarterback to be able to deliver this ball.
Let's go back a few picks, and let's go to pick 3 with Jeff Okuda, the Detroit Lions taking him. That kind of surprised me the most, because I thought they were going to eventually move on from Matt Stafford, because he hasn't really produced nothing, but he hasn't really had the assets around him to succeed. I mean, he has, but I think he's just another average quarterback. And that surprised me the most, with them going to corner. But that kind of made more sense as I looked at it, because they lost Darius Slay to the Eagles, so they did need to get a true number one corner. So that kind of surprised me the most.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised by that one, because, you know, you got a Bill Belichick disciple. You know, he's probably going to go secondary first, knowing, you know, that's going to help the pass rush. Just good coverage, you know, saying, just knowing how the Patriots think. I can see that right there. That's but you know, it is a very, very solid pick. A very solid pick.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no doubt, for sure. The next one that I thought was I was a little iffy about was Tua going to the Dolphins. I even thought it was either going to be Herbert or Tua, or I really thought Jalen Hurts was going to go in the first round. But I guess people weren't really looking at him.
I didn't see Jalen Hurts going in the first round. That's why I mentioned, you know, last week about the quarterback from Love coming out of, you know, saying Utah State, just a solid guy who's, you know, has solid mechanics, and he's just got the pro size.
Yeah.
You know, and Jalen Hurts never proved himself as a true thrower, not to me.
Go ahead, my bad.
I don't know why the Dolphins went with Tua.
I don't know. We're just regular old guys. We're not NFL GMs.
I think that's going to be another Alex Smith situation. But we can get into that later.
That'd be for another day.
Yeah.
The next one that I was hoping that he would fall to the Raiders was Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson, which he fell to the Cardinals. But I learned about this literally day 2 of the draft of an inside source who knew his family, that he was supposed to originally fall to the Giants at pick number 4. But then they went in a different direction, signed that tackle from Georgia, Andrew Thomas, and then he eventually fell to the Cardinals. So, I honestly, if he was there, I think the Raiders would have picked him because it would have helped a little bit more at the linebacker spot. But I'm very happy and satisfied with who they picked, Henry Ruggs III. Just a great, great all-around receiver. I'm happy with it, honestly. I mean, either all three. We had a choice to pick all three that were there. Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Ruggs. I was like, it's up to them who they want to pick because all three are true number one receivers. Like, you're going to get – whoever you pick, you're going to get something beneficial from them.
Yeah, true. But I really think each team got what they wanted when they picked their, you know, saying the first top five receivers, each one of those teams got exactly the receiver that they wanted.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I don't see CeeDee Lamb going to the Raiders and being that number one on the outside. No, I can see him coming to Dallas and being that true slot that we need. But I don't know why you would think the Raiders would pick up Simmons.
I figured that was one of our somewhat of a need. I mean, we got help in free agency, two solid young linebackers from the Bears and the Rams. But I feel like one more would really have some depth. And I thought he was actually going to fall, but clearly he didn't. He fell 8 to the Cardinals. So I was like, well, then when that happened, I was like, okay, then we're for sure we're picking a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. And I think I got exactly what y'all needed, you know, because y'all needed a big play speedy guy, somebody who can you kind of match. I ain't going to say match, but kind of match what they're doing over in Kansas City.
That's the only way.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to beat Kansas City. You can't beat Kansas City by building the defense. You know, you can hope to stop them, hopefully, you know, but you can't. No matter what defense it is, you can't stop Kansas City. So you might as well try to score with them. If their weakness is defense, hey, put up 91 against them. Win 91-90.
Yeah. Now, with the 19th pick, the Raiders got the cornerback, the opposite of Jeff Okuda, Damon Arnette. And a lot of people were throwing shade saying that was that pick was a reach. I didn't really know who the guy was. I was like, who is this? Like, and then, you know, when, you know, people coming out on Twitter, they're tweeting their stuff, analytics, stats, highlight tapes. And I thought it was a solid choice because we did need another corner because you guys eventually signed one of our corners, Daryl Worley, which he was our true number one corner, which then he left. So I figured that was another need that we needed. So evidently it looks good on paper, but we just got to see how it goes on the field, honestly.
Man, I really think, man, the Raiders, and you know, I don't want to give the Raiders credit. I don't want to give the Raiders credit.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
Don't think I'm trying to, you know, change sides, but I got it, you know, with the scheme that they're trying to put together, trying to put hands on guys, because that's what gives, and I'm going to go back to Kansas City again, that's what gives Kansas City problems. You know, whenever they were playing press two, a lot of times they had problems. Playing press Baylor versus three, they have problems, you know. So, hey, the scheme is to put hands on. And with this guy right here, this guy loves to play. He's at his best with, you know what I'm saying, with his hands on guys.
So, oh, yeah. He's a very physical corner.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, very physical, smooth hips, you know. That's one thing that stood out because I'm like you. I didn't know who this guy was either. But everybody that, you know, that talked about it was talking about how good he is at transitioning out of, you know, out of breaks. And that's one thing you want. Somebody got good hands on you know, got size, got good top end speed. Hey, I think it's a solid pick. I didn't think the Raiders was that smart, actually. But, hey.
Making money moves, man. Making money moves.
Two solid picks, I got to say.
Now, let's move to the NFC side. And I want to talk about the Eagles because I seen a lot of people were very upset with their first and second round picks. So, first round pick, they had Jalen Reagor, wide receiver from TCU. He's explosive. He's very quick on the field. But all the talk was that they had a chance to move up to draft CeeDee Lamb before the Cowboys could get him, and they didn't do it. Eagles fans were heated with that. And don't get me wrong, Jalen Reagor is a good receiver. I've seen his tape, explosive when he gets the ball. But I guess for Eagles fans, they were not happy with their GM, period, on how he drafted in this draft. And they were all very upset and confused on why they would take Jalen Hurts when they have Carson Wentz.
Well, I got to say this about the Carson Wentz situation. The last time they won a Super Bowl, they didn't win it with the starter. They won it with the backup.
Exactly.
And the last time they went on any good playoff runs, it hadn't been with the starter, it's been with the backup. You know, I played against the McCowan boys, played against our three brothers in high school. And I got to say, to see somebody older than me still out there in an NFL uniform was exciting. Especially knowing I had played against this guy in high school. And so, I mean, if you got backups coming in, just, you know, eventually going to play anyway, why not draft him?
True. Because Wentz has been having a lot of injury problems since he's been playing. So, I mean, I can see it. But at the same time, you just never know, honestly. I mean, I honestly don't know.
Hey, if he get hurt and we get to a situation to where we don't have no receivers like we did, because that's the thing. The NFL, the money ain't going to change. Contracts, man, we would have to void a lot of things. But right now, with the way the market is in the NFL and the way the money is, you just can't go out and get a receiver. You know, they ran into that last year. Quarterback go down, receivers go down. Hey. Eventually, we can at least go back to doing what the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson. Drop back. If we can't throw the ball, we can run it. Just load the box and just let the quarterback run the ball.
Yeah.
And get one-on-one matchups on the outside. Throw it up and let's see who comes down with it. So, I can see, you know what I'm saying, I can see they pick. And, you know, the NFL is a fad thing. One team does something, other teams follow. What they did in Kansas City, you're gonna start seeing a lot of 5'11 receivers that can fly get drafted early, as long as they keep having success with, you know what I'm saying, with what they're doing in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's a copycat league.
It sure is, really. It really is.
And I didn't, you know, I'm a Big 12 guy, but TCU ain't been doing too good. And to see this guy come off the board, I had to go jump on the internet because I didn't know who he was. But after you, like you said, seeing his highlights, he can go.
TCU had a few first and second round picks early that got drafted. So, I mean, that was crazy to see. So with another first round questionability with the Packers taking Jordan Love instead of taking another offensive weapon that could help Aaron Rodgers. Me personally, I don't know if I see it as a slap in the face to Rodgers, Because, I mean, yeah, he is getting old. He is eventually going to, you know, his career is eventually going to be over. I mean, I could kind of see how when it was with Favre, they drafted Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers sat, what, like 2-3 years? Or longer than that? And then... And then Rodgers finally got to play, and then he was a beast. Because he learned from one of the best. So I can kind of see it that in that same scenario. Jordan Love learning from Rodgers, and then, you know, carrying, you know, just balling out after sitting out for so long. But I really think they could have used that pick for something else to help them on offense.
I can see exactly what you're saying, but from a coaching standpoint, you're the new head coach. You're one of the youngest head coaches in the league, and you knew. First year, you get to the playoffs, and things don't go the way you thought they were going to go.
Yeah.
We don't know what was said in that locker room. We don't know what was said behind closed doors. We don't know what was said in meetings. We don't know how that relationship was with their head coach the whole year, being Aaron Rodgers. Now, think about it. You're a new head coach, unproven, getting a franchise like the Green Bay Packers and having Aaron Rodgers. You inherit Aaron Rodgers. Think about how it would be coaching him. I know how it would be coaching me. You know, my experience having a lot of, you know, different coaches. Man, they got hard coaching me because I'm not trying to listen to. I don't know what you're here for or how long you're going to be here.
Yeah.
And so I could see him like, hey, you know, I love you, Aaron, but we got to put some kind of pressure on you.
I got you. I see where you're coming from now. Let's talk about a few more picks, a few more. Interesting picks. So, what do you think about the Chiefs' first-round pick with that running back from LSU, Clyde Edwards?
Very surprised.
I was, too. Nice. That dude, he's really small. Like, he's literally 2 inches taller than me. But he can play. Like, he can run the ball. Like, he is – like, he can move. Especially – and – I thought they were more going to lean towards DeAndre Swift from Georgia. Could have been Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin. Could have been any of the running backs, but they chose him. So, I mean, it looks good on paper. I mean, they just gave Damian Williams an extension. Damian Williams looking like the man. But they really do need a number two running back because they really don't have anybody. So that's what I see it more as is like their number two back, like, you know, like it's third down, like go in and like go run an angle route or go run a flat route, try to get the first down. You know, you see where I'm coming from?
Oh yeah. But knowing that you can have a back. Because think about it. Kansas City ain't really had a back rush for what? Over 500 yards? You know what I'm saying? The last couple of seasons.
Their last 1,000-yard rusher was Kareem Hunt. And that was, you like, know, what, 2017?
Yeah. So, I mean, you start thinking about what they did last year with their running back, who was a good running back, but could he make you miss in space? You know, that's what you start thinking about. Can he make you miss in space? And when people start trying to spread Kansas City out because you got double coverage and triple coverage, you start spreading the defense out. If you can just hand off the ball and know you're going to get 10 to 15, notice I didn't say 5. I'm saying turn that into 10 to 15. Big play. You got to keep folks in the box now. And when you get that, man, you can't tell me Tyreek Hill, I mean, who you going to play with now? And then you got Watkins. It's just, man, it just makes it a nasty situation. And the other backs, are good backs too. Don't get me wrong. The other backs that, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't take, they good backs too. But this back right here from LSU, I just, man, he just sneaky good.
Yeah.
Hard to play him for.
Another pick I want to talk about is for your Dallas Cowgirls getting Trevon Diggs from Alabama.
Why are you surprised?
Basically a replacement for Byron Jones.
Why are you surprised?
I figured you guys were going to take a corner because you guys didn't really get one in free agency. So, I mean, I figured.
What did Byron Jones do for us to make him to make us forget about him?
I don't know. He clearly was your best corner.
Well, he can be our best corner, but do you remember him?
Only a few times, maybe. I remember Jeff Heath more than like Byron Jones.
My point. So let him go ahead and go Miami. Look, he didn't even try to go to a real good team. He went to where? Miami. Let you know his mind ain't on football.
His mind on his money.
For real. On his money and kicking it. He going to be at practice in the morning and at the beach in the afternoon. What he going to do? Couldn't handle it in Dallas. So he, you know, we let him go.
I got you. All right, last pick. We'll wrap it up. So I know, and I'm sure you've heard of this guy. The Raiders' newest dual player, Lynn Bowden Jr. from Kentucky. This man played wide receiver, running back. And this past season, he played quarterback. And in 8 games, he rushed for 1,500 yards. Just rushing.
Mm-hmm.
What surprised me was how like watching tape and what he did, how good of a player he was, and he only fell. He went in the 3rd round. That really surprised me.
Well, why would it surprise you?
The kid is flat out like crazy good. Like he can run, he can throw, he can run routes. He has great vision. He's literally like second round talent for late first round talent.
True.
That's what, like, to me, I see that as a steal. Like, that guy can play football. He can play. He can run. They're going to have him as a running back, but they're going to put him in the slot, too.
Yeah, he's a very diverse running back. I agree.
That's a rare thing coming from a running back, too. Switching from receiver and running back and then having to play quarterback and still balling out in that position and winning games and taking your team to a bowl game. I see that as a steal.
Yeah, I agree.
Crazy, man, crazy.
But hey, that's the funny thing about the NFL now is that now they're going with analytics. And I'm a guy who I was kind of for it, but I'm kind of like 50-50 with it. I'm for it, but I'm also against it because sometimes the numbers don't add up to what this player, you know, heart and mind is set on. Yeah. So that's something you can't determine. But, man, Dallas, man, they hit a grand slam, you know what I'm saying, working with their analytics department now. So I'm kind of sold on the analytics.
All right, man. Well, let's do some trivia. I got trivia this week. So Let's I'll take the ropes here. So I got the first question for you. What is the diameter of a basketball hoop in inches?
In inches?
Yeah.
Oh man. That I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know. I know two basketballs can go in there. But I don't know really the size.
Just take a guess in inches. Like how it's basically how wide it is. Like how wide do you think it is? In inches.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say between 20 and 25 inches. Man, I gotta answer like that.
Is that your final answer? Fine, that's your final answer for sure.
I don't know, man. You know what? I think it's 18. Because this was a quiz I had for my basketball players one time. I think it's 18. I'm pretty sure it's 18.
So you're going with 18?
Go with 18. If it's not, it's 24. But I'm going to go with 18. I'm going to stick with 18.
18?
Yeah.
You're right. It's 18.
So how was the diameter of the backboard? It must be 24.
Of a backboard? How wide it is?
Yeah.
Longer than 24 inches. I think it's like 2 feet. No.
The inner rectangle.
Oh, the inner rectangle? I think it's a foot. I can't remember.
Okay.
All right, next question.
I want to say it's 24 inches, though. The inner rectangle.
A sporting event is held every year on Memorial Day. What is it?
On Memorial Day, a sporting event?
Yeah. And it's not a physical sport.
I was going to say hot dog eating. It's not a physical sport?
It's not a physical sport.
Huh. I don't even know. Sporting event that's
just take a wild guess, bro. I know, I'm sure you probably don't know this one, so I know I got you, but just take a wild guess.
And it's not physical.
It's not a physical sport. But it is a sport, but it's not a physical sport.
And it's Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Gotta be a barbecue. Gotta be something to do with barbecue.
I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you because you're not even close. It's the Indianapolis 500.
Oh man, that is physical.
That's not a physical
race. Huh?
It's racing. That's not physical. Physical is using your body.
Man, physical man, okay, sit in that car and have them G forces deal with your body. And don't tell me if it ain't physical.
That's not a physical sport. A physical sport is like football, baseball, soccer, lacrosse, hockey.
Okay. Have you ever rode a roller coaster?
Yeah, I rode a roller coaster. Plenty of them.
500 laps?
No.
You think you could come out of that just not sore?
I don't know.
You're going to be sore. Trust me. All right. The way them G-forces on you, you're going to be sore.
All right, last question.
Okay.
The dimples on a golf ball give in traction on the terrain. How many dimples does an average golf ball have?
My grandpa would kill me if I get this wrong.
What do you think it is, man?
How many dimples is on a golf ball?
How many dimples does an average golf ball have?
An average golf ball. Man, that's a hard one to answer because that's a range depending on the make and model of the golf ball.
So you have no answer for it?
Because it's between 300 and 500.
Is that your final answer? It's a specific number, so I mean if that's your answer, it's gonna be wrong.
No, I don't think.
Do you have a specific number or are you gonna give in? Just take a guess, Dodie. It's okay to be wrong, man. It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's okay, bro. Come on, Dodie.
Okay, man. I'm gonna say around about 300, man.
300? Just 300 flat?
352. 352? 352, 328. It all depends on the kind of golf ball. But
what is your final answer, Dodie?
We're going to go with 352.
352 is your final answer?
Yeah.
Positive?
Positive.
Well, you're wrong because it's 336.
Oh, see, man.
I got you, man. I came in with the heavy duty. I came in with them hard punches, and I got you, man. Finally.
What kind of golf ball is that? What's the brand?
It just says it's just an average golf ball.
No. Because it's gonna go by brand. Like Titleist don't have the same amount of dimples that Nike ball do. It's just, I mean, we can count them. We can go play golf and I can show you.
Man, I ain't about to sit there and count 300 damn dimples on a golf ball.
Okay. Well, that's a good question, though. I like it.
Yeah, man. You know, I come in with the big dogs.
Yeah. But I know they started making them around like 325 and 344 dimples on a golf ball, depending on the size. So,
I got you. Man, you got any final remarks, any shout outs, anything you want to say?
No, man, no shout outs, man. Just stay safe while the break is over, man. Get financially smart. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to, let your money work for you.
Learn how to get your chicken. Learn how to get your chicken. No final remarks for me, just y'all stay safe. It's the weekend. Have a good weekend. Go to the lake, go out picnic, or just kick back with your folks. That's all you can really do right now. So.
Yeah, kick off May. Kick off May a good way.
Yeah, May 1st, so. Y'all have a good weekend. We'll see y'all Monday. Make sure y'all tune in every week, twice a week. Make sure you follow all our pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Check out our website, untamedks.com. Follow us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I mean, just make sure, man. Keep getting us out there. Keeping the good supporters, man. We appreciate all the love we get. So, appreciate y'all. So, let's go ahead and sign off. So, you already know who it is. It's your boy, Bubba.
Coach Doty.
See y'all Monday.
Peace.